Sky has rated the following film as 18. This film contains strong language, scenes of violence, and mature themes.
Lionsgate Films. Vulcan Productions. Angular graphics made of bright whites and dark black lines. A blood-red cube intrudes on the image as it slides rigidly but methodically around. Lionsgate Films presents a Vulcan production in association with Launchpad Productions. Hard Candy. Starring Patrick Wilson as Jeff and Ellen Page as Haley. Original score by Molly Nyman and Harry Escott. Written by Brian Nelson. Directed by David Slade. Audio described by Chris Gwinnett for British Sky Broadcasting. An internet conversation is taking place between Lensman 319 and Thong Girl 14. Lensman 319. So, we should finally hook up, baby? Thong Girl 14. Not a baby, I keep telling you. I'll have to see for myself. Thong Girl 14 replies, think a baby reads Zadie Smith? Dunno, babies pretend to read. And you know this, you study babies? Only one I study is you. Thong Girl 14. Smiley face, what you doing now? Besides fantasizing over you? You ought to film me with that video cam. Then you wouldn't have to fantasize. This is very doable. Thong Girl. Like me. Kidding. Tease. Okay, let's do it. Hook up, I mean. For real? Where? My big sister could drop me at Nighthawks. Give me an hour to shower. I'll picture it. 11 a.m? Done. Go shower. Now. Get a little bossy when you're hot, do you? Please. That's better. See you soon. Kiss, 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 kiss. A fork cuts through a slice of chocolate-topped cake.
That is so good. I want more.
Don't get greedy.
She spins around.
Jeff?
Haley?
Her lip is covered in chocolate.
Sorry, I was being so sophisticated when we met.
A little hard to do that with your mouth full of whatever that is.
Well, it's great. It's great. Do you want some?
Sure.
Jeff wipes the lip with his thumb and tastes it.
Mmm. Yum.
It's kind of what I was thinking.
Sorry?
You just don't really look like the kind of guy who has to meet girls over the internet.
Well, I think it's better to meet people online first sometimes. You get to know what they're like inside. You work as a photographer, you find out real quick. People's faces lie.
They both take a seat.
Does my face lie?
I look at those eyes and I see a girl who reads Zadie Smith, who listens to John Mayer and Coldplay, who loves Monty Python episodes, and who desperately, madly, deeply wants, needs, longs for more chocolate.
His handsome face breaks into a smile. Haley grins.
Excellent, excellent judge of character. Can I get two of those truffles and, two ganaches?
Now, what's a ganache?
You don't know what a ganache is? Lucky you're with a woman of the world to introduce you to these things.
Well, and two chocolate-covered hearts.
Oh, and a decaf latte for me. And...
No, I'm good.
Yeah, you do appear so.
She looks down bashfully before glancing back up at Jeff.
So what's in the bag?
Oh, you know, just, like, books and stuff. I figured if you stood me up, then I should have something to read. And, well, I couldn't really decide. I'm reading this book about Jean Seberg. She's this actress who slept with all the wrong people and ended up killing herself.
Don't you do that.
No, I intend to sleep with all the right people. And plus, I'm reading Romeo and Juliet. It's a ninth grade book, but I figured I could have it done before the school year starts, so...
Doesn't look like Elizabethan tragedy.
Oh, no, that's... Well, my dad, he's letting me audit one of his med school courses, right? I don't really understand half of it, but I totally love it.
What, so you go to UCW and you sit in the lecture hall with all these grad students and... What, do they hit on you?
Are you jealous?
I'm just admiring. I didn't know you were interested in that kind of thing.
What? You thought since we've been chatting for 3 weeks that you knew everything about me? Plus, they wouldn't hit on a 14-year-old girl. They're, like, old enough to be my dad, so...
She halts.
They're, like... They're bad, older. You're not... So articulate. Sorry, can I just, like, start over?
No, I get it, I get it, I get it. I just thought... You know, well, you look older than you are. You certainly act older than you are.
She looks up with doe eyes and smiles sweetly.
Really?
Yeah, I was expecting someone not as impressive.
Me too.
They beam at each other. A green t-shirt is pinned behind the counter.
Thanks.
Cool shirt.
You want it?
I didn't really bring enough bucks, so...
And yet, not actually what I was asking.
I'm not sure I want it.
Can I get a green shirt and a small, please?
No, I can't let you do that.
What, because?
Because...
Well, because you'd be so indebted to me that you'd have to...
I guess I can let you do that.
You do have to model it for me, though.
Conditions. I can't live with all these conditions. Thanks.
She looks down at the Nighthawk's print.
This is so unfair.
What?
I mean, this is when things happen, in the middle of the night, by which time I am completely out of the scene.
Life as a teenager.
I just hate having to depend on Lindsay to drive me everywhere, you know?
You'll be driving before you know it.
I mean, in the meantime, I missed Elizabeth Wurzel speaking at USC and the Goldfrapp concert.
I was at the Goldfrapp concert, actually.
Shut up. You were? Hmm? Was it great? Of course it was great. What am I saying?
Well, you could judge for yourself. I got a bootleg MP3.
You have the concert?
Yeah, just one song and a little louder, please, so the authorities know.
I totally have to hear it.
I'll send it to you.
After you get home, after you get around to it.
Good things are worth the wait.
Oh. Oh, and what have you waited for recently?
Well, I'm gonna have to wait 4 years for you.
You are just trying to distract me from that MP3.
Look, I have to send it. It's not like I can just take you over to my house. That would be a little insane.
True. Okay, now don't peek.
They shoot models for a living. I've seen it all before.
And you're so sure about that?
I'm thinking, yeah.
Maybe you should peek and make that clerk wonder what's going on over here.
Haley is changing in the bathroom.
In your dreams, little girl.
Little girl? Whatever happened to how mature I was?
She opens the door.
Is this mature enough for you?
Okay. You keep teasing me like that, you're gonna drive me crazy.
Is that so? Okay. All right. How's this?
Nice.
Okay, now there's 3 points I have to make. One, you wouldn't take advantage because you've been seen with me here today. And two, it's Goldfrapp.
And three?
Well, And three, you said that it would be insane for me to come over, and, well, four out of five doctors agree that I am actually insane. Thus, I have to come over in order to be true to myself. Right?
Jeff swallows, looking hesitant. Next, they're in a lift. Haley wears a red hoodie, which accentuates her boyish frame. Jeff is tall, well-dressed, and handsome. Jeff and Haley's eyes meet. They smile before bashfully looking away.
And the fourth reason is amazing car.
Well, a face of logic like that, I bow down in worship.
Bow down? That's a good idea. What are you waiting for? Worship me.
Yes, O royal Thong girl. I am not worthy to kiss your feet.
Maybe you are.
With a deadpan expression, Jeff sinks to his knees and kisses the ground.
Maybe we should, like, get going.
Yes, oh, magnificent Thong girl. You want to call your sister or tell her where you'll be?
Maybe later. I just want to get in this car.
Haley gets into the passenger seat of the sleek Mini. As Jeff walks around, her face seems almost concerned, but she beams as he gets in. The sporty car zips around a winding hillside road. Bright sunlight glares through the windows and onto Haley's porcelain features, illuminating her smile as she looks excitedly towards Jeff. For a moment, she turns away with a more serious expression. Jeff's mouth opens into an immaculate smile as the car continues along the snaking road. The Mini is now parked in front of a single-story modern building. Jeff moves through the bright interior carrying two drinks. Haley has headphones on. Jeff holds out a drink. Haley looks wary.
What's wrong?
Well, they teach us young things not to drink anything we haven't mixed ourselves, so...
Smart. Come back in the kitchen. I'll pour it again.
No. Come on. I can hook up something more entertaining than that.
Jeff follows Haley back into the kitchen. She sets her glass down and opens the refrigerator.
Dude, huh?
I try. Figure I'll live as long as I can.
Living longer is overrated.
What, you don't want to reach a ripe old age?
For what? When I'm 80? What do I do for fun?
When you're 80, I'll be 98.
Right. I'm useless to me.
What use do you have in mind for me?
He looks intensely at Haley, who turns towards him and then shyly continues pouring the drinks. Jeff turns on the stereo. Haley finds a bottle of vodka.
Ah, I knew there'd be something fun around here. I mean, other than moi. I bet these babes got some dirt on you.
Those are models.
So why are they on your walls instead of magazine covers? Here. Looking at you while, you know, you do the most intimate things.
My house is my studio. When clients come here, they're walking into my giant portfolio.
So what, these were all shot here?
Jeff opens sliding doors into another room.
Oh my God! Okay, you are like a big deal, aren't you?
I get work.
Oh, isn't that one of those cameras that gives you the like square image?
How do you know that?
I'm a goon. I just, like, read constantly. I mean, you saw all those books in my bag, so...
You're not reading now.
I'm not, am I? Yeah. Feels good. Don't fall behind.
We should toast.
Carpe omnes.
What's that?
Well, that's my own little toast. You know Carpe Diem, obviously.
Seize the day.
So I figure Carpe Omnes.
Take it all.
take it all.
She looks confidently up at him.
So, like, what is it like to look through your lens at some beautiful woman who's working so hard to look good for you?
You know these models, they all have handlers, people to make sure their hair is just right, their makeup is okay, and they don't get lost on their way to their next gig.
So you never get to be alone with them?
Well, rarely.
Oh, poor Jeff.
I'm compensated for my troubles, don't worry about me.
But I like worrying about you. You know, it makes me wonder.
What?
No, forget it.
No, come on. Come on, what's in that insane mind of yours?
She slowly looks up and smiles.
Okay, I'll have another screwdriver and then maybe I'll tell you.
I'm waiting.
Hold on. Hey, you are not keeping up.
What?
Okay, here's where you're supposed to make it easier for me and read my mind.
You're wondering how many of these models I've done it with?
No. How many?
None of them.
Oh, get out.
No, they're underage, mostly. I'll be arrested.
So, you're not arrested for photographing them like this?
I'm very aware of the legal boundaries. I have to be.
Right, because secretly, you would like to do them.
Now, there's just one that I slept with when we were both younger.
That one?
Not out here.
In the bedroom.
No.
Haley takes down a small black and white photograph of a pretty young woman looking out sincerely. The date 319 is written on the back.
What's her name?
Hey.
Janelle.
Yeah, Janelle.
So what? What, was she like the first big girlfriend or something?
That's right. Learned everything I knew practicing on her.
And that date, what? Was that the first time you guys? I'm sorry, it's... So what? Where's she now?
She actually signed with Ford right after this shoot. She really took off. She.
Oh my God! Okay, she is, like, on magazine covers. I know her. Well, like, not personally, obviously, but you get more impressive every second.
Now, the models are impressive. I just know how to bring it out.
You still love her.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
No. I still love how simple things were back then, but, you know, I don't want to forget that, but we've moved on.
They leave the room. Jeff slumps down.
You're lonely.
No.
I can hear it in your voice.
I'm a big boy.
I guess everyone kind of has a Janelle, right?
I guess.
Hey! Hey, what if you got one of your cameras and we can see what you can bring out in me?
This is what you wanted to ask?
Well,
it's not as easy as you think.
Okay.
You know, models don't just pout lips. They have to be willing to open up. They have to show us a little of their soul, their secrets.
Right?
Yeah, and most people only open up from weakness. Nobody wants to see photos of weak people. We look at great models because they open up from a position of strength. They have the strength to believe they can do anything, no matter how crazy or,
Are you okay?
Let's try something.
Okay.
Jeff blinks rapidly and shows discomfort. Haley runs into the living room.
Get me out of here!
I shoot everyone in my studio.
Oh, come on, but I'm not everyone, am I?
She jumps onto the sofa and peels off her top as she begins to dance.
Come on, Jeff, shoot me. Come on. Shoot me.
Don't do that.
What?
That phony music video crap.
Come on.
Just be yourself. Just be open. Weren't you just listening to me?
Come on, Jim.
Sit down.
Shoot me.
Look at me. Look at me, honestly. Won't you listen to me? Just sit down.
Jeff, I don't...
Sit down.
Jeff, I don't...
Sit down!
Jeff looks unwell. He doubles over.
Are you okay?
I don't feel so good.
Jeff collapses heavily onto the floor. Haley looks on, open-mouthed. Jeff is now seated. His face and head are covered and his hands and feet are tied to the chair. He begins to come round. Haley skips in and uncovers his face.
Did you call me? Sorry, I was just looking to your medicine cabinet. Okay, boring. No Valley of the Dolls stuff at all. Can't help but wondering why all the lubricants, though. Oh, hey, just, tell me when you're ready. Take your time.
You
remember what I said about not drinking anything you didn't mix yourself? That's good advice for everyone. You know what? I'm sorry you were drugged for so long. I mean, I've never really done that before, and... Oh, well, I swiped this from my dad. Didn't come with directions, and it's not like I could just ask him how much to use. So, I probably used too much, or those screwdrivers could have affected my judgment, you think?
She fills a glass from the tap.
It's real water. Scout's honor.
She puts the glass to Jeff's lips so that he can drink.
Why do I get tied up first if this is how we're gonna play?
Jeff, playtime is over. Now it's time to wake up.
The light makes Haley's face appear gray and deadly serious. Jeff's drowsiness gives way to concern.
This isn't funny.
Haley looks down at Jeff with disdain. She moves to the counter and opens a drawer.
Is this some teenage joke?
Teenage? Yes. Joke?
Let me go. Patience.
We're just checking out the side of the house, okay? I saw this cop show once. It was great. And the killer, he thought he cleaned up all the evidence, but some of the victim's blood got on his shirt, and yeah, sure, he washed it, but some of the dried up blood got caught in the lint trap, so... Anything in here I should know about?
What the fuck are you doing?
That's kind of been my question, Jeff. What the fuck are you doing? Living in a house filled with pictures of half-naked teenage girls. Oh, none of whom you've ever done it with.
Help!
Haley grabs the back of Jeff's hair and sprays something in his mouth.
There was really no point in me taking any risks, Jeff. Technically, I could let you scream your fucking brains out, and no one is gonna hear you. Yeah, I waited till today, because Mr. Coughlin is at work, and the Carrascos, well, they're vacationing in Santa Barbara. Still, I can't have some pedestrian just happening by as you're screaming, so shut up, or next time, it's gonna be bleach, okay?
She straightens up and begins to turn away.
been stalking me?
Okay. All right, let's get this straight. You have been stalking me. I went into other chat rooms with different nicknames, and you would get to know each woman. And then as soon as you found out they were any bit older than me, you would just drop them like that. You took your time sniffing out someone my age.
I didn't talk to the others because they were boring. You and I connected.
Oh, right.
Well, come on, you think I faked all that?
You know, actually, it's kind of funny. Because every time I would mention some, like, obscure singer or band, you knew so much about them. But not right away. It was, like, a few minutes later. Maybe to give you enough time to look them up on the web. Jeff, you used the same phrases about Goldfrapp as they do on Amazon.com. Busted. By the way, I fucking hate Goldfrapp.
Come on. I wanted to impress you. Am I the first guy to do something stupid to impress a girl? Does that deserve being tied up and tortured?
Torture? Is this torture to you? Wow, I guess you've never read anything by Amnesty International or Human Rights Watch, because this...
She bends over and looks straight into Jeff's eyes.
This is nothing.
Haley continues to stare coldly at Jeff, their faces only a foot apart. Her movements are slow and measured. Leaning in, she spins Jeff around on his chair and moves away, leaving him helplessly rotating. She slips on Jeff's jacket and calmly sits down on the sofa.
Of course you're not the first guy to lie to a girl, Jeff. The operative word there being girl. I mean, you know how old I am. What makes a kid who's barely passed her first period worth all this research? I mean, you really gotta start to wonder when a grown man goes through all this trouble just to charm a girl. Well, there's that word again, girl. You know, maybe it's this whole camera thing. Cameras, computers, they let you hide, don't they? So safe. I heard how your voice changed when the camera came between us.
My voice changed because I felt sick, because you drugged me.
Yeah, you were drugged, all right. And the drug was sweet little 14-year-old flesh.
Look, I'm a decent guy. Ask anyone. Go ahead. Call these models. They'll tell you.
Of course they will. You're not an idiot, Jeff. You don't piss where you live. Those girls were your work, and I, on the other hand, was your play.
You were coming on to me.
Oh, come on. That's what they always say, Jeff.
Who?
Who? The pedophiles. She was so sexy, she was asking for it. Oh, she was only technically a girl. She acted like a woman. It's just so easy to blame a kid, isn't it? Just because a girl knows how to imitate a woman does not mean she's ready to do what a woman does. I mean, you're the grown-up here. If a kid is experimenting and says something flirtatious, you ignore it. You don't encourage it. If a kid says, hey, let's make screwdrivers, you take the alcohol away and you don't race them to the next drink.
Look. I've been lonely, okay? And that makes me stupid, but I'm not a pedophile.
Okay,
look,
you know
this
what?
Is some horrible mistake.
Lonely,
just untie me now. We'll forget
stupid.
This whole thing
and
that happened. Just untie me
you,
now!
I might be a little peeved. So when I am ready to go, I'll call a cab and call another one to let you loose.
And when will that
be? I'm not sure yet.
Haley wheels Jeff on the chair through the house and into the bedroom. She opens the bedside drawer.
Don't.
You can save yourself so much time by just dropping that word from your vocabulary. I'm gonna do what I want, Jeff. See, a guy's smooth at seducing adolescents as you are, and he takes those photographs. I just figure he has something around that he doesn't want seen. When I find that, then maybe I'll know what I'm dealing with.
What you're dealing with?
Well, I mean, what kind of pedophile are you? Just a voyeur?
Again, not a pedophile.
Right. You're a photographer. It takes a genius to get paid for what you'd be happy to do for free.
Look, go into the living room. Look in the gray cabinet. Pull out the third drawer down. You'll see prints of my work for all kinds of environmental groups. I've done shots of the Yukon Territory, Utah Wilderness, Inuit villages in Alaska.
So what? You love nature, thus you must be a nice guy?
I'm saying my modeling shots are just part of my portfolio. I've shot a lot of different subjects, some of it very important work.
And it was so important that you thought, well, I can't possibly hang it on the walls of my home. I need to plaster my house with pictures of underage nymphs and just tuck the nature shots away.
Haley shuts the second drawer and moves back over towards Jeff.
So, a voyeur and a conservationist.
I'm not a voyeur!
Not just a voyeur. Sometimes you like to kick it up a notch to actual molestation.
Hey, I'm not a molester. I have no idea who you confuse me with.
Sometimes you molest someone and they fight back and you completely lose control and you hurt them.
I have never hurt anyone!
I'll just see.
Haley stares defiantly. She goes back to the drawers and finds a bundle of letters.
Those letters are...
Nothing's yours when you invite a teenager into your home.
Haley sits in an easy chair with headphones on as she goes through the letters.
Don't love her anymore, huh? That explains why you save these.
I thought about selling them on eBay.
Excuse me? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Maybe it was the music or... I don't know, maybe it was the bullshit.
All right, honestly... Someday I thought about sending them to her. Reminding her how much of a bitch she was.
Oh. A little angry, are we? She broke your heart and you haven't gotten over it.
You know, you walk into somebody's house, you start looking through their shit, you're gonna find things that embarrass them. Doesn't mean anything.
Okay. Dear Jeff, you have to stop. I can't go where you want to take me. You're just not the person I thought you were.
You don't have to read it. I know what it says.
I bet you do. How many times did you read this over to yourself?
None of your business.
What kind of person did you find out you were, Jeff?
None of your business.
Kind of depends on how you define business, actually. So what, did you find her? The girl you wanted? Is this what all your work is? Just some kind of big search?
She snaps the headphones onto Jeff. He shakes them off.
The type of guy who likes to save his outgoing emails. Read them over and over again to think about what you said.
She looks at the computer behind Jeff's back.
This is weird. Your download manager says you pulled some photos off the net. But I can't find them.
Gosh, that's strange.
Yeah, a smart guy doesn't leave photos on his computer. Because that's the first place the cops are going to look. And then you're into mementos. And so where do you put the stuff that you pull off the net? Hmm? Do you have a special little hiding place or something?
I live alone. Why would I need a hiding place?
Just what I've been wondering. I have looked through your whole house. Everything. And I have found no porn. I have not found a single bit of porn. And I mean, guys tend to have porn around, don't they? I mean, nothing against it, nothing against them. It's just the way they're brought up. But seriously, if a guy knows he can get away with it, all guys, they have porn at least somewhere in their crib.
You've done studies on this, of course.
And I was thinking that these photos on his wall, maybe those are his porn. But I bet they're not your stroke shots. I bet whatever you have is so juicy. It needs its own little cubbyhole. Isn't that right, Jeff?
Once again, Haley leans right into Jeff and they stare hard at one another. Jeff blinks and dashes away. She frantically opens drawers, flinging out large photographic prints. Regaining composure, she walks through the house. As she searches under the bed, Jeff sweats as he struggles to try and free himself. Haley pulls a small wooden box from under the bed. As Jeff straightens, she opens the box. Jeff's face scrunches up tightly. Haley caresses a gun in her hands. She flings it onto the bed and checks her watch. Haley begins to pull down pictures from the bright red walls. Energetically, she sprints forward and jumps over the couch and takes down another large photo. Jeff wrestles, trying to get his legs free. Haley thinks for a second, then searches underneath the couch. She wanders around with a hand in her short, cropped hair. She walks slowly forward and stands in front of a large table, the top of which is covered with pebbles. Haley puts her foot onto the table and sees that the pebbles are loose. With a hand, she pushes them aside and uncovers a safe hidden in the tabletop.
So what's the combination, Jeff?
Eat me. Oh,
look at how he's sweating. Does this worry you, Jeff? I'm gonna figure it out, so you might as well just tell me. I am an honor student.
Take your time.
Oh, I will. Believe me, I've got plenty.
Not much. Aren't Mommy and Daddy gonna worry if you're not home before dinner?
I'm thinking now.
I was at it. What, they're too busy to keep track of you? So you reach out to somebody who seems like he might care about you? And you're so mad because they ignore you? And they've always made the fuss over your older sister because she learned to do everything first? You're furious with them. But they do love you, and they pay for your existence. But you can't let them see any of that anger. Absolutely not. That'd be too dangerous. But you are angry. And you gotta let it out somehow. So you find a guy, an older guy, maybe reminds you a little of your dad. Let me guess, I look like him?
You don't look anything like him.
If you say so. But you gotta let that anger out somehow. And I seem like a good target.
You shut up. Seriously, just shut up. You know nothing about me.
No, you're right. So, sit down and tell me. We'll talk.
Yeah, right.
No, we can sit on the sofa and I'll call a taxi for you. If you want, I'll hold you. If you don't want, I'll keep my distance. You can let it all out. If you need to cry, if you need to scream, whatever you need, Haley.
Be mad at me.
I just want you to look at what you're doing.
She edges towards Jeff. Her arms are folded protectively in front of her and her eyes look moist.
I just want to ask.
She closes her eyes and looks down.
Did you seriously think that was gonna work? You couldn't what you do, Jeff. What you do is work with teenage girls, put them at ease so they can trust you with all their secrets.
No, that's not what I was doing.
Janelle's birthday. Janelle's phone number. Janelle's phone number backwards.
You're an honor student. Try every possible combination of numbers. Should only take you the rest of the week if you figure in breaks for meals.
Or I could just try March 19th. March 19th, first with Janelle. What's this, Jeff? You are Lensman 319 after all. Was this the first photo session or the first time you banged her? Was that the same thing? What year would that have been? 3/19/87? No. 3/19/89? Oh. How sentimental you are.
Haley opens the safe. She takes out a CD and a stack of papers.
What's so special about these photos?
Jeff looks on from the chair. His face looks pained. Haley studies the images in her hands. Jeff's eyes look close to tears, and he chews his bottom lip slightly.
This is what they make those federal laws for, Jeff. This is officially sick.
Jeff's jaw trembles and a tear runs down his face.
What makes this girl so special? Why does she get to keep her clothes on?
Haley stands in front of Jeff. She crouches down to meet his slumped head. Jeff kicks out hard at Haley, sending her crashing into a table and down into a heap on the floor. Working quickly, he begins to wheel himself away from Haley, who's sprawled out motionless. He makes his way into the bedroom, and using his free leg, he drags the gun across the bed. As Jeff tries to get hold of the gun, Haley stirs. In desperation, still tied to the chair, Jeff flings himself onto the bed, where he's able to grab the gun. With great effort, he pushes himself back off the bed and begins to wheel back through the house. He peers towards Haley, who had been lying. She's no longer there. He spins around, confused. Holding the gun, Jeff rolls towards the kitchen, but still can't see her.
Haley?
Jeff turns around and around on the chair. From behind, Haley suddenly wraps cellophane tightly around Jeff's face. He forces her backwards into a wall. As he repeatedly rams her backwards, Haley tightens the plastic wrap around his face. The gun goes off in front of them as Jeff begins to lose consciousness. Haley is pinned painfully against the wall. Jeff weakens as his oxygen runs out. Jeff's body slumps and the gun drops to the floor. Haley pulls the plastic up over Jeff's nose and mouth and frees herself from behind him. She doubles over and holds her stomach. In pain, anger and frustration, Haley tugs at her hair. She rubs her eyes. She releases her emotions by slamming herself back against the wall. Time passes as window blinds formed of long white strips blow serenely in a draft. Two stretched ropes. Each rope is secured around one of Jeff's wrists and his arms are stretched over his head. Jeff looks confused and disorientated as he once more regains consciousness. He is naked below the waist, and a bag of ice rests on his crotch.
Welcome back. I'm sorry to expose you like this. It's not about sex, although I have to admit, you are built.
I never touched you. I was trying to hold you off me while I called the cops.
Well, would you have shown them this? Why do you have a picture of Donna Maurer in your safe? And well, have you seen her? Because no one else has.
I did meet Donna for coffee. I took a shot over to make her happy.
Just how happy did you make her?
Look at her. She's fully dressed. You can see the coffee shop behind her. I never brought her home.
So what? What, you just said, see you later, kid. It's been fun. You could have thrown this away. You didn't. But you needed to hang on to it. You could have talked to the police.
You're right.
Yeah, or maybe you had something to hide, like, you know, the extensive kiddie porn collection.
Look, I'm not the monster you think I am. But okay, I crossed a line. Just call the cops. I'll turn myself in.
A cute pedophile pleads guilty. But oh, it's not his fault. He's sick. He has an addiction.
Look, I'll do jail. Isn't that what should happen?
Yeah, you might. You might get jail time. I don't know, therapy, drugs, group discussions, notifying people when you move into a new house. How bad is that, really?
It'll ruin my career. It'll ruin my life.
Come on, didn't Roman Polanski just win an Oscar?
So where are the ice?
Haley partially opens the window blinds and stands looking out. She's wearing a surgical blouse.
You know, I read the psych profile about the person who took Donna Maurer. Said he's a loner. Thinks he's pretty damn bright and as powerful as a teenage girl. It's gonna strike again. Oh, kind of sounds a lot like you.
It's not me.
Maybe not, but you know, those photos that I found and the way you let me get drunk. You're a headline waiting to happen.
Haley puts a canister of razor and scissors down onto the table to which Jeff is tied.
Everybody will be safer if I do a little preventive maintenance.
She rests her hand sweetly against the side of her face, then snatches up the razor and scissors.
What the fuck are you doing?
I have to shave you down here. I mean, I can't have any hair on the incision side, right?
What?
Well, I've been going to my dad's medical library at school, and, well, you said I was pretty bright, right? I think I'm smart enough to perform a successful castration.
No!
Please!
No! Ow!
Okay, I guess you're not numb enough yet. What shall we talk about while we're waiting, hmm? Dear Janelle, my name is Haley Stark. I hope you don't mind me writing you out of the blue like this. I met this guy that I think you know, Jeff Culver. Oh, he's so cute, and, well, he seems to, like, really like me. He even asked me over to his place to do some photography, and I am so excited about this because, well, for a 14-year-old like me, this could be a huge break, you know?
Haley sits with the laptop.
And here I put in a little, like, smiley face icon. Thing is, and I've tried to pretend this isn't the case, but he talks about you an awful lot, and I have this ooky feeling he's still in love with you. And I'm pretty sweet on him, too, but I don't want to go crazy over him if there's still some chance that you two might get back together. So, I found your email address in his PDA, and I thought I'd just ask. Is this insane? Am I insane? Is Jeff? And this other girl he talks about all the time. Her name is Donna Maurer. Do you know anything about her? I found these photos on his computer, but silly me, I can't figure out how to open them. But I'm attaching them to this note. Are they pictures of you or Donna? Anywho, thanks a mil. Your complete honesty will be mucho appreciated. Love and peace, Haley. I tried to make it sound as innocent and moronic as possible. How do you think I did?
Jeff is stretched out across the table. He stares at Haley.
Fine. So I'll just send it and that'll be that.
You're getting yourself in terrible trouble.
Oh, and how's that?
If you cut me in any way, you won't forget it. It changes you when you hurt somebody.
Oh, and you speak from experience, I guess.
I've just lived. Unlike you. The things you do wrong, they haunt you.
Tell me what you're haunted by.
You want to remember this day when you're with a guy, on a date, on your wedding night? Because I promise you, you will. Don't do that to yourself.
Wow. Yeah, that is so thoughtful. You are speaking to me so selflessly. I mean, you just don't want me to castrate you for my own benefit? Wow, I'm touched. Jeff, why don't we imagine someone saying the same thing to you at a random moment? Imagine that when you downloaded this little girl, I was sitting by your side saying, stop, don't do that to yourself. Would you have listened? Stop. Don't do that to yourself. Stop. Don't do that to yourself. Stop. Stop.
Haley is now up and tapping into her mobile. She moves over to Jeff and lifts up the ice pack.
You're good and numb, aren't you?
Fuck off.
Look, your conversational skills are really deteriorating as the day goes on. Seriously, it turns out that castration is like the easiest surgical procedure around. And thousands of farm boys all across the country geld their own livestock. So I figure if they can do it, then I can pull it off, if you know what I mean.
I'm not fucking livestock.
You keep telling yourself that, stud.
Help! Help!
Haley sprays something into Jeff's mouth again.
Look, that wasn't necessary.
Oh, you bitch.
No more wiggling.
Does your mother know you cut off men's balls?
I've never done it before today, but I don't know, maybe I'll tell her when I get home. See what she says. Haley, I know you needed a science fair project, but really?
Oh, so you and your mom are both whacked.
I don't know, that's that whole nature versus nurture question, isn't it? Was I born a cute, vindictive little bitch, or does society make me that way? I go back and forth on that. I'll be done in a sec. I'm almost done.
There's money in the safe.
So?
So you can take it. Look, you can take the camera equipment. Take whatever you want.
Look, I am. You really can't talk me out of this by bribing me, okay?
How can I?
What, talk me out of it? I don't know, I haven't thought about that. You know what, I need to sterilize this before we start. Do you want me to use the vodka, or do you have another alcohol you want to offer me?
Jeff flinches as Haley pours the vodka over his groin.
Okay, all that scraping I did. The blood probably rushed back in. Look, I have to numb you out a bit more, okay?
He places the ice back on.
I'll be right back.
Haley gathers up the shaving products and vodka and takes them to the kitchen. Jeff struggles, looking at the restraints on his wrists. He tugs hard at the ropes, which pull taut but don't loosen. He tries to look down at his crotch but can't move far enough to see. Outside, roses are being pruned in a garden. The woman stops pruning as she notices Haley on top of Jeff's roof. Back inside, Jeff jerks his body sideways in order to try and move the table. It rocks back and forth and begins to edge to the left slightly. A mobile phone lies on a coffee table. Although Jeff is moving nearer, he is tied so securely that his actions are completely futile. He stops and pulls at the ropes once more, before trying to edge sideways again.
Look, I'm sorry. Yeah, we gotta get the show on the road. It's actually really impressive. I thought it would be fun to see how far you could get, and I really only expected like an inch or two. That's not bad.
Why don't you just kill me?
Is that what you think I want?
Isn't it?
Close.
Haley pulls the table backwards through the house and into another room. She positions a video camera on a tripod to face Jeff's groin.
Have all this stuff because, like, this way you can watch, you know? Now I'm hurt. Come on, I go through all the trouble to set this up, and you don't even want to watch?
I stayed one summer with my Aunt Denise and her kids. You know, her kids were like 4 or 5, and I was like 10. No, I was 9. And the littlest one, the daughter, Linny, she loved me, so she had this game where she would jump out of the bathtub all soaking wet, and she'd jump on top of me, and she'd tickle me, and she'd shout, "Prune attack, pruner attack," because her fingers are all pruny. I couldn't do anything because I was afraid I'd hurt her, and I think it was weird. And one day her mother came in the middle of it, and she saw her daughter naked on top of me. And then she yelled at her, "Lenny, get back in the bathtub." And she took me by the hand. She dragged me into the kitchen. She turned the stove on. And we stood there while the burner got hot. Then she pulled my pants down. And lifted me up over the burner. I could feel it. Dirt on my skin from her hands. She must have been gardening.
Then I cried and cried. And I could hear the tears sizzle as they hit the burner. And she sat me down. She said, if I ever catch you with my daughter again. She called my mom. My mom came the next day. I never saw Aunt Denise again.
Okay, well, you know, we're set.
Don't.
I told you not to use that word. Okay?
Haley, please. You need help. A teenage girl doesn't do this.
Oh, I've seen your idea of what a teenage girl should do with her days, so don't even start.
Look, I'll pay for a therapist.
Well, thanks. Thanks, but... if I ever see a shrink, I want to make my case
Kelly,
really, really interesting
please,
for them.
Please, I'll do whatever you want. You can call the cops. I'll say I did whatever you want.
I don't think they're going to believe a confession under these circumstances,
Jeff. I'll leave, okay? I'll move out of town.
Mm-hmm. Donna's body will still be where you left it.
I'm not the guy, I swear! Anything, please. Please don't do this.
Anything.
Anything. Piss on me. Fucking feed me glass. I don't care. Do whatever you want. I'll tell the cops I did whatever you want. Please. Just, please. I'll do whatever you want. Anything, please. Please, anything.
Anything.
Please!
Jeff's head drops back onto the table. He watches as Haley moves away, then comes back with the laptop.
When I talked about sending that email to Janelle, you changed the subject. I could send it right now, pack up, and go. I mean, it could be the best thing that ever happened to you. You could stop torturing yourself with the idea that you might get back with her someday. What do you say?
God damn it! Get the fuck off of me! Please untie me and let me go! Please! Please don't cut me! Please! Please! Please!
Haley is facing the other way. She turns and slowly looks at him.
I shouldn't have teased you like that. I shouldn't have let you think there was a way out of this. Okay, I got this medical text and... look, if I forget anything, just don't panic, okay? Because it's right here. Yeah, I know you'd want to watch. Look, if you move too much, I could nick the peroneal artery and you could, like, bleed to death before anyone got here, okay? So just, please, I really need to have a steady hand, okay?
Jeff is motionless.
Jeff? Do you feel that?
Why do you care?
I'd be thankful for small favors.
Jeff's face is calm. He then cranes his head back and grimaces.
Come on. you told that, that Aunt Denise story very well. Very, very well. What was it supposed to be? Some kind of magic key to explain why you are the way you are? Doesn't. Okay, what should I do first? Your right or left testicle?
Jeff's face is red and covered with sweat.
Why don't we just say right, okay? All right, now I just have to give it one little slice to free it up, and then, snip. Okay, now I just need to suture it up. This would be so much easier if I had, like, a nurse or something, but, you know, I asked my friend if she'd help me castrate a guy, and, well, she made all these, like, ooky sounds, like I was asking her to swallow worms or something. Yeah, we'll see who makes medical school in 8 years, huh? All right, now you're gonna feel a tug, because I really gotta get this tight, all right? So just bear with me. Gary. Okay, halfway through, over the hump.
Can't you stop?
Come on, please. Jeff. Some men, they go through their whole lives with only one ball. And they're just fine, you know? Or so I've read, and, well, I guess I figure that you're not really punished if I leave you with a spare.
A television next to Jeff shows the procedure in close-up.
Okay, stay with me. Stay with me. It's okay. It's okay, Jeff. Well, if I left one, then you'd be walking around crooked all the time. So, look, this is for the best, all right? Okay, you're entering a whole new world now, all right? Just gotta snip. Okay. Wow. This seriously has to be, like, one of the easiest operations, because, wow. I mean, I wonder why they teach Girl Scouts things like camping and selling cookies. You know, because this is what's really useful. I don't know how they design a merit badge, though. That'd be interesting.
I saw Lenny at Aunt Denise's funeral. I told her what her mom did. She didn't believe me.
Aunt Denise was here right now, what would you say?
I'd say help. Teenager cut my balls off, call the police.
She wasn't very sympathetic last time, so, you know, I wouldn't really hold your breath.
Haley continues to work away. She is also perspiring heavily.
Cancel any appointments you have in the next few days because you're gonna be sorer than you've ever been before. Oh, and I'd say in like 8 or 9 days, take the stitches out, which I suggest you do yourself to save embarrassment. Oh, and there's this website, unixquestions.com. Unix is E-U-N-U-C-H-S. I had a lot of trouble with that, but it gives great advice on how to deal with your castration. You really, you don't have to go through this alone, you know? Do you want some souvenirs? No? Okay. What should we do with them?
Jeff's eyes are closed and his mouth screws up tightly.
We could see how far they bounce. Hmm?
Haley jogs to the patio door and opens it.
Actually, we wouldn't want, like, a little animal confusing it for afternoon snack. You know, a little squirrely or coyote might get sick, and we don't want that, especially with you being such a conservationist. We could grind them up in the garbage disposal. Or we could sew them back in. I had this shop teacher once who sawed off his thumb in class, and then he grabbed some ice, drove to the emergency room. The next day, sure enough, he has his thumb. Didn't bend so well, but, you know, he could, like, hitchhike and stuff. I'm just checking to see if it works.
Haley stands over the sink. Jeff's breathing slows.
I guess they weren't brass.
She fills a glass with water.
You're not laughing, are you? Well, no wonder this isn't a laughing matter at all. I don't know, maybe Donna's smiling just a tad.
I didn't do anything to her.
Maybe, maybe not. But I suggest you track down the guy who did, because, well, he has no idea what's waiting for him. Here, you really need to rehydrate. Jeff, please, come on. Jeff, I'm serious. You really, really need to drink this, okay? Come on. Do you want more?
Why are you being so nice to me now?
You're kind of pitiful now, aren't you? I mean, it's gonna be tricky, you know, not letting anyone find out about... No more sex. No more taking public showers. But then one of these days you're gonna need a physical and your doctor's gonna find out. And don't worry, I mean, he's not going to tell his golf buddies. And they're not going to tell their friends, and they're not going to tell their friends. But a couple years down the road, you're going to start wondering, do your publishers know? Do your models know? Does Janelle know? God, I'm sweating. Look... I'll go take a shower, and then I'll be out of your life, okay?
I'll find you.
Don't make threats while you're still tied down.
I'm just saying.
And what do you expect me to do about it, hmm?
I'm just saying.
The easiest thing for me to do would be to just kill you. But I already told you I'm not gonna do that. You don't get off that easy, Jeff. I'm sweating like a pig. Seriously. I gotta go have a shower, and then when I come back later, maybe we can chat some more.
Jeff cranes his neck to look down, but still can't move far enough to see. He strains hard against the ropes. Jeff pulls forward again, his face contorted with pain as the ropes tighten and stretch his arms back. He slowly pulls, and inch by inch the rope scrapes over his skin, and Jeff finally frees his left hand. Struggling against his other ties, he frees his right hand. The ice pack and a bloody towel hit the floor as Jeff sits upright. Taking a moment to brace himself, Jeff looks down. He reaches down and removes an alligator clip from his groin. He drops the clip. Tears run down Jeff's face from wet, puffy, red eyes. He gasps and breaks into relieved and confused laughter.
I'm all here. I'm all here.
Jeff regains some composure and looks around. He unties the rope from around his legs and gets off the table. He looks at the video camera and follows a connecting wire. He turns on a television.
Why, you can see it with your very own eyes.
He presses the eject button on a VCR and a tape labelled castration procedures comes out. He grabs it and pulls on his trousers. Jeff picks up his mobile and punches in 911. He pauses and looks at the two red stained shot glasses next to the waste disposal switch. He snaps the phone shut and drops it. He runs back to the table and picks up a scalpel. The tip is smeared with blood. Jeff looks down at it, his anger rising. He stalks down the bright red corridors and goes into the bathroom. He pulls across the shower curtain. Haley isn't there. Suddenly from behind, she pushes him into the bath and rams a taser into his chest. Lying injured in the bath, Jeff grabs Haley's hands, trying to hold the taser away. She manages to once more hold it against his chest. Jeff's mouth opens as the electricity surges into him. Jeff slumps back. Haley stops, breathing heavily. Her face screws up. Haley, now with soaking wet hair, comes out of the bathroom carrying the taser. She gets her bag and takes out a cloth. Wearing gloves, Haley cleans a bottle of vodka and puts it away. She then wipes the glasses that they used and the surface of a coffee table. As she wanders around, Jeff crawls feebly on his stomach into the corridor. Haley collects the video cassette and rehangs pictures. Jeff tightly grips the scalpel, but makes slow progress and appears to have little strength. Haley is aware of him, but takes no notice. She goes to wipe her vase. Annoyed, she marches through the house. She tasers Jeff once more. He lies motionless. Haley takes the scalpel from his hand and walks away. She carefully puts another large print of a model back on the wall. Standing back, she stares at it. She drags a chair into the kitchen. Now on her mobile.
Hey, Trace. Look, I'm gonna be done, like, so much sooner than I thought, so do you wanna catch a movie or something? Cool. No, I'm not telling you.
Haley sits at Jeff's computer. She begins to type. She writes, "Tried to shoot myself. Can't even do that right."
Yes, this is Lieutenant Haley, LAPD. You're acquainted with a photographer, one Jeffrey Culver? Yes, there's been an incident here. Is it possible that you can assist us? I'm not at liberty to discuss that at this moment, ma'am, but it's a very delicate matter, and the sooner we can speak with you here, the better chance we have of keeping it out of the newspapers. We appreciate that. The address... Yes. Yes, that's the place. How soon do you think you can be here?
Haley now struggles as she drags Jeff along. His hands are tied once more. His head flops as she lifts his much heavier body. Now Jeff is stood on a chair in the kitchen. His hands are tied in front of him, a rope wrapped around his upper body supports him, and a noose is tied around his neck. Jeff blinks and opens his eyes. Haley pulls the supporting rope off Jeff. The noose takes some of the strain. She sits cross-legged on the counter in front of him.
You're insane.
Right. Which I did tell you when we first met, remember? 4 out of 5 doctors agree? Maybe I should ask my therapist. See what she thinks about it.
Ask her how much it would cost to get a padded to...
Haley jumps up and puts tape over Jeff's mouth. She goes to the door.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Is Mr. Culver here?
He's asleep, not feeling so well. I think it's food poisoning.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you?
I'm his niece.
Oh, really? Can I ask you something?
Okay.
I might be a little out of line here. Do you babysit?
Yeah, I do. But I'm only here for like a couple more days.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm on a constant patrol for new babysitters.
Right. Are those...
Yes, Mr. Culver's cookies. My daughter's a Girl Scout, and we've been trying to deliver these, but we've always been missing him, so here they are. Yummy stuff.
Thanks. Yeah, Uncle Jeff loves his Girl Scouts, so...
You should probably...
What?
Well, pay me.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm sorry. How much is it?
Six.
Can you just wait here for a second?
Oh, no problem, okay. Sure.
Haley dashes back inside and pulls some money out of Jeff's pocket.
Yeah, the food poisoning. He's vomiting.
Oh,
and...
I'm so sorry. Oh, your cookies.
Oh, right. Sorry.
And, if you're going to be around any longer, I'm three houses down across. I can always, always, always use a new sitter.
I wish I could.
Yeah, me too. Well. Oh, so how's the roof?
Haley pauses nervously.
Sorry?
You're on the roof?
I was.
Oh, just a little while ago, I was trimming my roses, and I looked up, and I saw you there. I was wondering who it was, and...
We had a leak, and I just thought I'd go up and check. And...
Your uncle made you go up on the roof?
Well, he's sick, and I said I'd go and see if there was, like, a hole or...
Right. Did it rain?
I have to go back to my uncle.
Oh, sure. No problem. Just tell him Judy Takuda said hello.
You bet.
Okay?
You bet. Thanks. What? It's yummy stuff.
A leak? That's all you could come up with? Pathetic.
Don't piss me off right now, Uncle Jeff.
She kicks at the chair.
She'll be back. She thinks you're flaky. You might need help. Putting it fucking mildly.
When you got loose, did you call the police? Did you run for help like an innocent person would?
I did call.
Oh, yeah? Why don't we just press redial and see? Face it, Jeff. You could have gotten away and you didn't. Now it's so easy. I leave you here. Someone will find you. Along with the photo of Donna. And the confession that I typed on your computer. Or... I have a special time limited offer. You step off that chair. You end it all. I destroy all the evidence. No one will ever know why you killed yourself. Not even Janelle.
I didn't kill Donna Maurer.
We've been over this.
Well, fuck you. I'm not gonna beg.
Oh, you mean you're not gonna beg again? Because you do it so well. Please. Please. Free, please. With a cherry on top. One that you just had to pop.
You leave a clue. You've messed up once already. More than once. Mrs. Takuda's made you. She's figured you out.
They'll find you.
They might.
No, they will. You'll spend the rest of your life looking over your shoulder. Waking up in the middle of the night. Jumping at every noise.
How hard do you think they're gonna look for me, really? I mean, they find a pedophile killer all gift-wrapped for them. Do you think they're gonna care who did the work? Do you think they're even gonna bring it up? And you know what? I will have the biggest legal defense you ever saw. If everyone who's ever molested sends me $5, oh, come on, I'll be able to afford the best fucking lawyer in the world. What, worst case scenario? 2 years of community service? Jodie Foster directs the movie version of the whole thing.
With a slight swagger, she approaches Jeff.
Who do you want to play you?
Jeff suddenly wraps his legs around Haley's neck. She breaks free, but Jeff swings forward and gets onto the higher counterattack. Haley wins as Jeff struggles to get free of the noose. Haley dashes into the bedroom. She panics and tries the glass door leading outside. As Haley runs outside, Jeff removes the noose. He pulls a kitchen knife from a block and saws through the rope around his wrists. Haley sprints through the garden, looking back over her shoulder as she runs. Jeff removes the final ropes and gets down from the counter. He pulls out a larger chef's knife.
You didn't leave, did you? No. You don't want to leave me. Do you?
Jeff strides forward. Haley runs around the side of the house and in through another door. Back in the kitchen, she hides behind a unit. Jeff is outside looking in. He moves away. Haley jumps up, takes down the noose and gathers up her bag. Jeff tries a door. It is locked. He moves around the house and sees a ladder leading up to the roof. He continues to walk back around, peering up as he goes. He pauses. Jeff runs back into the house. He runs in the direction of the noise and then stops and looks at the roof.
Oh, you're good. You're so good. You're so fucking good. You're just like her. You're just like her. You're all just fucking like her. You want to drive a man fucking crazy? Then go! And you go on your fucking way! Then go! Go! You go on your fucking way! Go!
Jeff stabs the knife into a print hanging on the wall. The blade repeatedly penetrating the crotch of a girl in a ballet pose.
You're right. You're right, Haley. Thank you. Thank you. This is me. This is who I am. Thank you. Thank you for helping me see it.
He looks up once more, then pulls the knife out of the wall. Haley walks to the edge of the roof. She shields her eyes from the dazzling light as the sun begins to set behind a hillside in the distance. A silver car now sweeps around the road that leads to Jeff's house. An attractive woman is at the wheel. She looks worried. Jeff goes to the foot of the ladder that leans up against the front of his house. He bends down and picks up Haley's bracelet from the floor. Then climbs up. Haley turns as Jeff reaches the top. They approach each other. Haley has the gun.
What took you so long?
You dropped this.
Oh, I had to.
Yeah.
Or else you would have been down there forever. What were you doing? Jerk it off?
Wish you want to fuck first. Me or the knife? You know how to use that, huh?
Honor student, remember? Nothing I can't do when I put my mind to it.
They both fall. Haley gets up and stands over Jeff, pointing the gun.
Oh, toss the knife
What? Are you gonna shoot again? Go on, shoot me. Show me you're not gonna shoot me!
It's not me you have to worry about. It's Janelle. I called her. Told her I was Lieutenant Haley from the LAPD. How far does she live, Jeff? Look over there. Look over there!
The noose is now tied around the chimney stack.
But the deal's still open. You put the noose around your neck, you end this whole game. I will still clean up all the evidence. You're running out of time. Or we can wait for her. And I'll pull off my clothes. And I will run into her arms.
What, unless I hang myself? I'll find you. I'll track you down!
Assuming you knew anything about me.
What, a Calabasas girl whose dad teaches at UCW shouldn't be that hard to find.
You believed all that?
Huh? Jeff suddenly looks less sure of himself.
God, who are you?
It's hard to say for sure. Maybe not a Calabasas girl. Maybe not the daughter of a med school professor.
Maybe not even a friend of Donna Maurer.
Maybe not even named Haley.
Who the hell are you?
I am every little girl you ever watched, touched, hurt, screwed, killed.
Janelle's car arrives at the house. Not wanting to be seen, Jeff drops down onto his back and puts his hands over his face.
She's gonna find it, Jeff. Jeff, she's gonna find it all. Put it on the noose. Put it on the noose and jump, and I'll stop it. She'll never find out. She'll just think you were some sad man. Some sad man who she never should have left.
Flame-haired Janelle gets out of her car.
Jeff?
Bad things. Fucking awful things will happen to you in prison. This is the only way. I wish you killed yourself when you had the chance. It's the only way. It's the only way, Jeff.
Jeff weakly pushes Haley away. He curls up. Janelle goes to the door. On the roof, Jeff steadies his breathing and looks sincerely into Haley's eyes.
I didn't kill her. I just watched. I wanted to take pictures. But he wouldn't let me. He was me and another guy. I didn't do it, I swear. I'll tell you his name, and I hope you find him. I hope you find him.
Jeff puts a hand onto Haley's shoulder. She pushes it away.
I know his name. Jeff. You know, it's funny.
Haley stands up, looking down over Jeff.
Aaron told me you did it before he killed himself.
It was him. It wasn't me.
I don't care.
Jeff?
Jeff begins to pick himself up. He goes to the chimney, picks up the rope, and moves over the roof. He stands near to the edge and looks down. Haley walks over and drapes the noose around his neck. She tightens it. Haley steps away, and Jeff walks to the edge. He stops and looks back.
Don't worry. I promise, I'll take care of it all.
As the light begins to fade, the two appear in silhouette. The small, narrow figure of Haley, a few feet behind the larger figure of Jeff. Slow motion adds a sense of calm as Jeff steps forward off the roof. His body drops and the rope pulls tight. Haley runs to the edge and looks over.
Or not.
Haley drops her bag down a grassy bank, then rolls down after it. She sits at the bottom, her small face looking thoughtful beneath her bright red hood. She strides off down the street. A range of contradictory emotions seem to be present in her face. Her eyes look weary, but a faint smile seems to play across her lips. The end.